Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about outsourcing land acquisitions and sales. Should you do it? Great show today as always, Jill. Let's take a question before we get into it, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Luke wrote, this was from a few weeks ago, but I loved it, so I want to put it in here. Luke asked, deals are flying.
Deals are flying.
This is hilarious. Deals are flying. Use the same deed a couple of times that day, and one of the times I did not change the grant to line. Changed everything else, so the buyer got the recorded deed, recording the land, to a different buyer. I feel so stupid.
Luke it's hilarious. One of our star performers in Land Academy.
Guess I can get the other buyer to deed it to the right person, but what about tax and other consequences? Is there an easier way to fix up a goofed up recording?
Yeah. I wish I could say I never did this.
Right.
Mistakes happen in deeds and they get recorded. And there's two solutions. Both involve picking up the phone and calling the recorder. And if you're super nice to them and you send them cookies like we always suggest once in a while, they will answer the question for you. You can either do in certain counties in Arizona, allow for a corrective deed. And it says that's the title of the document, corrective deed, which I'm not a big fan of. Or you can do exactly what Luke just suggested, send in another deed conveying the thing from a buyer to seller. It's pretty simple stuff. Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact that it takes a little bit of work, not really. And it maybe costs $10 or $12 or $5 for the recording fees. It's really, really, really no big deal.
Mm-hmm. I think what he did was the first one, because I read that, and he said the recorder was really nice and really helped them. And yeah, he did do kind of a corrective deed and fix the problem right with them. And it was really easy. And he did say, should I send them something? Like, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Send them something.
Send them cookies.
Yeah. And then one of our other people weighed in, and it's confirmed what you just said, and we always say these relationships are a big deal. You want to be that person in him and be in with the county.
If it's a smaller county, they'll undo it. They'll just say, oh, wait, that just never got recorded, and they'll do it the right way.
Yeah. I've had him say, you know, I'm going to put it on my desk. It's on the side of my desk. Mm-hmm. I'll wait for you to send me the new one, and then I'll just get rid of this one, or I'll mail it back to you or whatever. I'm like, oh, you're awesome.
My impression of a typical conversation with between Jill and county recorder. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Janice. How are you? This is Jill DeWitt with Land Academy or Land Stay. What's new? Oh, Jill, we were just talking about you. How are you doing? Did you really move to California? Did that all go? And then it becomes a half hour. And then I close the door to my office, and a half hour or an hour later, she comes out and says, yep, problem solved. Don't worry about it. In our Cash Flow from Land program, it's in the true. Actual program, I put in a bunch of actual recordings between Jill and county people.
Mm-hmm.
And some just, sellers. I still laugh at that stuff. Yeah, uh-huh. And sellers and notary people and the whole thing, because it's like she's talking to her aunt that she hasn't spoken with in 4 years. I've heard her speak with her aunt like that, and it's the same conversation.
It is. You know
what's awesome about that is that I don't have to do it.
It really makes it. You know what I do? And it's so silly, and I do this all the time, and I always tell people, why don't you do this? No matter what, if I'm even calling the DMV or I'm calling a bank, I don't know. When you say, hey, just something silly like, hey, how are you today? It's like, oh. Mm-hmm. You just don't throw a problem at them or a need at them. You just kind of get them out of their moment and just like, hey,
disarms
it
them.
It does. They're like, I'm having a good day. Thank you for asking. How are you? And, you know, I'm great. Next thing you know, they're bending over backwards like, hey, what can I do for you? I'm like, you know, thanks. I appreciate that. I got a problem. I need your help. And they're like, all right, bring it. You know, that's how it goes.
Every time I call the county, it's usually not the recorder. It's like the zoning or something, because I'm trying to do a subdivision, or it's usually for more technical reasons. I start with this sentence. Hey, Ray, Jack with Land Stay. I put a ton of time in on the website to try to resolve this issue. And I'll tell you, I just couldn't do it. So I looked all over the site and I'm hoping I think it's a simple question. I'm hoping we can just chat for a couple seconds and work it out together. And that disarms the heck out of them too. So that, you know, they're not talking to a ding dong. And
I know you tried.
And I tried. Yeah. It's like trying to speak Spanish, you know, at least you try.
Okay.
Not you. No sabe. You should just butcher a show in Spanish. You lose the rest of the listeners that we haven't lost yet.
Oh my gosh, my Spanish vocabulary is so limited. It would be boring. All rains around food and alcohol. That's all I've got. And maybe checking into a spa in Mexico. That's about it.
Yeah, don't murder me or something. I don't know.
How do I pay? What do you need? You know, great.
You're right. There's a lot of swear words.
That's the extent of my German too. Was kostet das? That's about it. I don't. So
what the heck is this show about anyway?
I don't know. So, all right, hope we answered the question, Luke. In español.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be part of this freak show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic is about outsourcing land acquisitions and sales. This is a trick too, just like the show right before it. You shouldn't do it.
What?
Yeah. I did a whole show with somebody. Their whole point in life is to automate, quote unquote, acquisitions and sales so that you can sit on the couch and watch TV and have money come in and out. Why the hell would anybody do that?
Exactly. Here, I'm just going to hand you my bank account.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hand you my kids. Will you raise them too for me? Let me know how it goes.
So all kidding aside, if you're not into it, then just don't do it. But if you're into it, do it. Go do it 100. I'm going to quote my high school coach, football coach again. If you make a mistake, I want to see you make it at 110 miles an hour. I don't want to see you saying, you know, running around, you forgot to play, and just like, you know, like my grandmother with in her walker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do something, I'll quote my dad. If it's worth doing,
quote me
then
next.
Do it right.
Quote me next.
Really, if you think about that, if it's worth doing, do it right. Like brush your teeth. Do it right.
Well,
if you're doing it, do it right.
I just think this stuff's too important. There's stuff that you can outsource, like dumb paperwork stuff. You know, that makes sense. You hate doing deeds, big deal. That's fine. You're not a notary. You don't want to, you know, you don't like mailing around. You have an assistant
Keep
for
going,
those kind
Joe.
Of things.
You
don't like answering the phone.
Keep going.
Great.
That's really what this show is about. What's worth outsourcing in this whole land operation and what do we keep in-house and always will?
I can outsource deeds. I can outsource who does the mailing and the recording and, gosh, maybe even keeping track of my spreadsheet. You know, I have an accountant that I outsource that. You know, my tax stuff.
Awesome.
You know, my bills.
Keep going.
That kind of stuff. Sure. But when it comes, I'm trying to think what else.
Podcast production.
Maybe some after situation customer service stuff, maybe. No, I know. So I'm having a thought about
that. I read an article about that recently too, and it kills companies. How many times have you called, like, I don't know, customer service, and it's a very difficult time because somebody's speaking a different language?
Well, don't do that.
Hold on a second. They don't have the answer to your question at all, and it's a simple question, and they don't have the authority to change the situation for you. Everybody's shaking their head right now who's listening to this. We all experience that all the time, and it kills companies.
I'm not talking India, Jack.
I don't care if it's New Jersey. If I have a
like
super
in-house.
Negative customer experience, customer service experience on a simple issue specifically, I will change companies.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't mean outsource. I meant like my assistant in my office, meaning I'm not doing it.
No. I mean out of the company.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that out of the company. No, absolutely. That's silly.
Yeah, if it's something that, you know, can be taught relatively easy or there's any repetition to it, then outsource it. You know, should you outsource acquisition decisions? Heck no.
I have a good one. You should outsource.
We have a member who hangs his hat. He's a prominent member and he does a lot of deals. Hangs his hat on this automation concept.
Mm-hmm. You should also always outsource the actual printing and envelope stuffing and postage and mailing of your offers. That is a big time. If you're doing that and licking stamps, that's a lot of your time and a lot
there's
of money.
A lot of people in this business that for whatever reason, I don't know if they're control freaks or they think it's cheaper, they want to punish their kids, they sit around a table and lick stamps.
Yeah.
And have a printer and print stuff out, and that's the silliest thing I've first of all, it's gonna in the end will cost you I did all the math on it. It's on our websites, double than what it costs to send it out. And here's why. We have a bulk mail license. It costs us like 28 cents or 29 cents to send your offer out. If you put a stamp on it, it costs 49.
Mm-hmm.
First of all. Second of all, we don't charge for paper. Not only us. Every commercial printer out there, they don't charge you for paper. They don't charge you for labor. They charge you a price per unit. And it's almost always, no, it is always cheaper. I don't care if you're doing 22 a day or 22 million a day. It's always cheaper to send it out.
Mm-hmm.
The quality's better. They're in that business. So that's a great one, Jill. We should do a whole show on that.
Mm-hmm.
Outsourcing direct mail offers is the only way to go, period.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's another good point. You know, outsource stuff where you know people are way better at it than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's better than crunching data than I am. Or, you know, I'll walk around with my ego hanging over my head about that specific topic. Of all the stuff that I fail at, that's not one of the things I fail at.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never consider outsourcing, and I don't think you should either, listener.
Yeah,
that's a make or break deal. You should choose the properties that you send offers to. That's a talent that will put food on your table for the rest of your life, buying undervalued property based on data.
That was my point too. That's too big of a decision. You can't leave up to somebody else. That's got to come from you, and nobody knows it better than you. And you need to be involved in that, because when the people are calling back or when you're selling it, I mean, you have to know your property inside and out. You know, what you paid for it, what your goals are, what you plan to get out of it, you know, all of that.
What else do you think you can not outsource, Jill? I mean, the data piece of it, I always will.
Well, hiring your own staff, you need to be involved in that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that go sideways.
Yeah. I've taken stuff, you know, every once in a while I send something out to be outsourced, whatever it may be. And it goes that way for a month, and then it ends up being a lot of maintenance because I've got to manage it, and I take it back in,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then a year will go by, and I'll send it back out, and maybe it's the right person, and now it goes great.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to. I read somewhere that you have to have about four. When you outsource something, you're going to go through four vendors, like on average, before you find the right person. So it's not, you know.
You know, it's funny.
You got to set the system up front. When you find the right person, it's going to be more efficient, but not that day.
Mm-hmm. An interesting one that we just learned is like our social media. There's like your content. You can't outsource that. Amen. You know, like even think it. I'm thinking, let's just say this business right now. You're starting your own, you know, property investment company. You don't want to outsource your message and your website. I mean, that's all you. You got to put that together and what message do you want to send, you know, and how you're going to do things.
That's brilliant. I just wrote it down.
Thank you.
You can't outsource your content.
Yeah.
You can't outsource your message.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't, you know, I mean, everything we outsource, we could never outsource the show. I mean, we could maybe. There's probably somebody. But it's not going to come from the heart like it does with us.
It's true. It would not be as good. I know that. You can't outsource you.
You can't outsource you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff we still do. I mean, Jill does a lot of way more phone work and talking to sellers than we need to from a money standpoint. You know, for a lot of years I had somebody in before Jill, I had a lot of stuff, a lot of people involved, and that job was outsourced. And to their credit, they did a great job, but there's nothing. It's not any way that Jill, the way Jill does it.
Thanks. I like it.
I know you do, and that's what
so
I mean.
So I know. I know it's funny because I do answer the phone a lot more than you want. I get involved in some stuff sometimes. I'm like, oh, I'll answer that. It's ringing. It's not my desk, but I'm going to answer it.
I think it's great. Really.
Because I like it.
Because I know it's going to get done when you do it.
Well, you know, and that's a good point. And it even ties into this. It keeps me in check with what's really going on. Because if you outsource some of the big things, now you're not in the loop of maybe some big transactions that are coming your way,
yeah.
You know, some stuff, and you don't want to not know about something,
yeah.
A missed opportunity. You got to be in the loop.
There's no replacement for boots on the ground. So you want to have boots on the ground in your own company.
Right.
Within reason.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't wear all the hats.
You don't want to do it all, all the work, but you want to be in the loop.
Right. Touché.
This is a technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Don't outsource data analysis. Learn that skill. For some people, it takes 20 seconds. For some people, maybe 2 weeks. I've never heard of it taking, I don't know, let's say longer than a month if you put some serious time in. That skill, and I'm talking specifically about taking a look at a database that you've created, hopefully from data to doorstep, and choosing and sorting for the properties that you want to send offers to, right? That is your lifeline in this business, whether you're flipping houses, wholesaling land, buying apartment buildings, or any of that stuff that has to do with real estate. Who gets an offer? What property owner gets an offer from you and for how much? That's what it's all about. That's making the deal. There's a lot of other things you can outsource, but not that. It will treat you well as a career and probably put millions of dollars in your checking account if you take it anywhere near the level that Jill and I have. But you can't outsource that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. It's a lot of fun anyway. Why would you want to?
Exactly.
Hey, if you have any questions, you want to be on the show, 800-725-8816. Jill, your nails look great.
Thank you. So,
if you're done doing your nails during the show, inspire us.
Okay, thank you. All right. My part today, it's kind of funny. I wrote down, don't be negative. But then as I sat here and looked at it, I realized that's negative.
I was just going to say
that. Isn't that hilarious? I'm looking at this, so then I crossed it off, and I wrote, be positive. So, you know what? That's going to be a graphic. Watch me. I'm going to make that a graphic. Don't be negative. We're going to cross it off, and I'll put be positive right under it. So we're going to do that. That's funny.
Awesome.
So, you know, it goes a long way. It's silly, maybe, for some, but I seriously walk around and rephrase things constantly, like I just did, so they come out in a positive way, and it makes a difference how it's received by others, you know? No matter what you're saying, you may be trying to give someone the best compliment on the planet, and when you say something like, you know, that looks so much better than the ugly blah, 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 whatever negative thing that you wore the other day. You know?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you don't want to say that.
Right.
Just say you look beautiful today.
Right. So, I don't know.
And get out of there.
So, yeah, I just try to, you know, and you hear me do it with you, Jack, all the time. I don't know if, or maybe you don't know it. But I sit there and I rephrase things in my head all the time.
I know you do.
Thank you. To make sure it comes out positive, because then it just sounds nicer. It's easier to receive. You're going to get more out of that person, by the way. You're going to get them on your team a lot faster, you know. And then you don't sound like you're complaining. Otherwise, if you're negative all the time,
it's a pretty good way to get what you want, too, by the way. You sound like
you're complaining. Yeah, it kind of works. So, just saying. So, that's it.
I have a story about this. Can I tell it?
Yes.
Recently, with number three, our 12-year-old, I was in an electronics store. Out here, we have this it's my heaven, and it's called Fry's Electronics. It's basically a Best Buy, but out west, and it's bigger, and it's more techie. There's lots of, you can build computers and stuff. And so I was looking for a very specific item, and I asked this guy at the store. There's 100,000 people working there. I asked this guy if they had this item, and he said, no. And I said, well, what do you think? Do you think Home Depot might have it? And he said, how the hell should I know? So, and the kid was like, what the heck? So I said, you know what? We're going to ask four more people in the store. We're going to go around the store and we're going to check their responses and see who's positive and who's negative and the whole thing. And so we did it four more times, you know, and now I know they don't have the item. I did this to teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And the other four people, to their credit, were the nicest people ever. They're like, oh yeah, you know, I saw that in Home Depot last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started thinking, and I'm talking with him, maybe it's the way I presented it to this first guy. So I think kind of I'm just bringing the point home that you made.
Mm-hmm.
Just be positive. You're going to get throw some positive stuff out there. Positive stuff comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Negative out, negative in.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work, Jill.
Thank you.
Be positive. Sounds like, you know, boy, those guys are seriously they're in a desperate situation to have content to talk about on their show. But it really is.
No.
But it really matters.
It does.
Be positive. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill try to come up with unique content and discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We positively use it every day to buy great property for way less than what it's worth, like half, and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition when you're with us. Good talk today, Jill.
Thanks.
Be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Don't outsource your career.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article. There's kind of an urban legend, like an urban business legend out there about when the internet started. This is, you know, late 90s, probably mid-90s, late 90s, where this IT guy in New York, I'm pretty sure it's rooted in some truth, but who knows how twisted it is now. But this IT guy was getting paid $180,000 a year and outsourced his whole job to somebody in India. And he was paying this guy $22,000 a year.
And did it work?
I don't know. And the legend is, I mean, eventually, obviously,
it's going
to
break.
They found out about it and outsourced the whole damn thing to people in India.
Oh.
Tech guys in India.
I just figured somebody failed and it broke.
So.
Seriously, that could happen.
No, I'm just saying, why outsource? Don't outsource it. Important stuff. Maybe if there's small tasks, outsource it.
Yeah, little things.
It's an urban legend, you know.
I think that eventually it'll catch up with you and just break.
That's what I think.
Well, or the other person, if they are any good, they're going to figure it out. If they are that good, they're going to figure it out and they're going to go do it for themselves. And they're going to take everything that you taught them with them.
If you're outsourcing stuff, it's because you don't enjoy it. There's a lot of stuff.
And that's okay.
And it is okay.
Yeah, do that.
If you,
if you don't enjoy all of it,
if you don't enjoy all of it and you want everything to be automated so you can walk around or watch TV all day, you got to ask yourself some serious questions. You know, this whole concept of retirement, I just don't get it.
There's some stuff you have to do and you need to just, stuff that you just, you know, and even for us, there's stuff that we don't want to do that we have to do. And that's just the way it is.
Exactly.
So you're not going to get out of all that. So if you think there's a magic pill or there's something great or, oh, this is going to happen. Yeah, no.
Right.
The secret county or something like that.
The secret county.
I hear that one a lot. It's the funniest thing.
There's no such thing as a secret county, by the way, listeners.
It's hilarious. The secret county is the one you're sitting in.
There's no secrets. You know, you hear these people say, join us on Wednesday and you'll learn all the secrets, insider secrets. There's no secrets.
Right.
It's hard work. It costs some money. And it's worth it in the end. If
yep.
you do stuff right.
Just learn it the right way.
That's the secret right there.
Thanks.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.